Hey guys, Maestro here, bringing you episode 155 of Maestro on the Mic, doing it Thursday shorty style. In today's episode, I'm talking about what the heck I mean when I say the magic of being in the room. But first, DJ, gimme that heartbeat.
This is Maestro on the Mic,
a podcast designed to help you change your mindset and your life.
It is time for something new.
Join host Dr. Shante Cofield, also known as the Movement Maestro, on a journey to see the bigger picture.
Open your eyes.
Find your passion.
And discover how movement unites us all.
Let's get it poppin'.
This is Maestro on the Mic. I'm the Maestro, and you're about to get maestrified.
3, 2, 1.
Hey guys, Maestro here, and welcome back to another episode of Maestro on the Mic. Let's jump on in. Let's see if I can actually keep this as a Thursday shorty. So, the magic of being in the room. What does that mean? Well, I'm talking about the awesomeness, the experience, the intangibles that can only, that, or I should say, that are only privy to one when they are in the room, when they are experiencing that thing in real time, when they took the chance, you know, the opportunity to sign up for whatever it is and go and actually experience it in person. So I first heard this, I guess, maybe 2 years ago from this gentleman that I sat next to at a conference that I decided to go to by myself. So I went to this thing called Podcast Movement, and this was like my first real big foray into investing in myself and doing things outside of the traditional PT realm when it came to education and travel and courses and things like that. And this guy's name was Gene, and hands down, he was the best part of the entire conference. And we were kind of going back and forth and talking afterwards, and he attributed, you know, what I was saying and experiencing to the magic of being in the room. And I was like, holy smokes, that is such a phenomenal statement. And it just summed everything up so well. So for those of you that have gone to events or courses or concerts even, you know, anything that's a live event, you realize the difference between that and if you, you know, watch it on TV or you watch a recording of it or somebody tells you about it. It's just not the same. And this is speaking to the actual experience, right? The things that you feel, you know, the emotions perhaps that you have while you're there. But from a more perhaps, I don't want to say realistic, but from a more tangible perhaps perspective, there's a thing called the hallway track. And so when I say that, I'm referring primarily to when you go to conferences and such, because when you go to a conference, you have like specific courses and stuff that you sign up for or that you're looking to take. And then there's the stuff outside of it that actually ends up typically being the best, right? So you have the things that you're signed up for. Those are specific tracks, whether it's like business or personal development or patient management, whatever it is, right? Specific tracks. And then you start to realize that it's the conversations that you're having with people, with the other attendees. It's the feedback that you're getting from them. It's the inspiration that you're getting from talking to them or the support that you're getting when you tell them your ideas. That is the really good stuff. That is such a big part of the magic. And that's the hallway track. So, you know, why am I bringing this up? Well, the actual thing that brought this to mind, I have an event coming up next week with my good friend, you guys know I love her, Jill Coleman. And we are having our Boss Up event, which is for female fitness and healthcare providers, anyone, you know, related to that space who are looking to bring their practice, their coaching, whatever, into the digital world, looking to get started, or maybe they've started and they're just looking for some more clarity, looking to level up. So we're hosting that in Venice Beach next week, November 8th and 9th. I am like freaking pumped beyond pumped for this. And one of the things that I was trying to convey when I was talking about this before was the magic of being in the room. And it's just something that can be so difficult to convey. That's why I'm trying to do it in this podcast. But it's something that you really can only truly understand once you've experienced it, once you've been there and you're like, yeah, I understand now. It's the motivation that you get because other people around you are thinking the same thing, or they're there for the same reason, the same exciting reason. Because oftentimes if you go to something that you don't really like, you don't really care about, everyone's just bored, they're trying to get the hell out of there. But when you go to something that's good and it's a bunch of people who are there for the same reason, and that reason is positive, that reason is growth, that reason is not because they were forced or they had to go just looking for CEUs. They're there because they want to be there, right? They genuinely want to be there. It's absolutely electric. You talk, you learn, you make connections, you oftentimes get feedback from people who, you know, are outside of what you've been talking about. They may be in your same field, but they're not doing what you're doing. They're not the people that you're always hanging around. So this could be a totally brand new, fresh idea, you know, for them. So one, they may get really excited about it, which is awesome. Or two, they give you feedback or they ask you questions and it's like, oh yeah, I didn't think about doing that. Or because you got a bunch of different people around, perhaps they're a little bit ahead of you in the same journey and you can, you know, ask them for advice. Or perhaps the person that you're talking to, you're a little bit ahead of them, so you can give them advice. And suddenly you realize, oh man, like actually I'm doing okay and like I'm excited. Or flip side, you see what's possible and you're like, oh man, this is awesome. Like this can be done. I want to keep doing it. I'm going to go do this thing right now. So this is my way of encouraging you to take the leap and take the chance. All too often I see people just saying, oh, I'll catch the next one, or, you know, oh, I'll do it later. Or stop. Take the chance. Do the thing right now. Invest in yourself, whether that investment is giving your time or actually paying for something. Invest in yourself and go to that conference or go take that course or go to that, you know, that show, whatever it is, do the thing. Put yourself in the actual place so you can experience the magic that only comes from being in the room. All right, I'm going to wrap it up because this is actually a Thursday shorty. Just wanted to give you a little food for thought. If you're interested in that Boss Up event, you guys already know, I will link it in the show notes. Or you can head on over to www.themovementmaestro.com/bossup. Right, that's BOSSUP. All right, that's all I got for you guys. Endlessly, endlessly, endlessly appreciative for you guys, of you guys, I should say. Taking the time to listen to me, taking the time to leave your reviews and your comments, and just being so awesome in general. Truly, truly appreciate it. Not going to ask for any likes or stars or anything this time. All I'm going to ask is that if you enjoyed this episode, you take a chance on yourself, you invest in yourself, go sign up for something, and experience firsthand the magic of being in the room. Until next time, friends, Maestro